The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Stevenson wins 10-3, claiming their fourth straight MAC Commonwealth title. Now joined here on the All Access Postgame Show by head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, congratulations. A game that was 2-2 in the second quarter, and you guys just sort of turned it on from there and never looked back.
Well, it's a championship game, you know, in a conference, so everybody that plays them are going to be really excited, and Masai is a pretty decent team, and they came out and they're trying to play their pace, and, you know, we did miss some nice shots. Other goalie played really well and made some really big-time saves to keep them in the game, and I thought in the second quarter there we kind of put our will to them a little bit and made some really tough plays to score some goals, and then their defense played great in the second half. You know, they didn't give them a minute to breathe and to shut them out, and I thought we did a really nice job. The decision making in the O.N. needs to improve a little bit and finish a few more shots, but overall, you know, we did a good job. I think it's just a win, and, you know, the team that was 11-6 in the regular season, 10-3 this time, and really limited their opportunities, a team that was playing pretty well. So we're happy where we are, and it's good for Matt to get the MVP, and good to see Garrett play really well, and the defense do some great things, and, you know, we're really happy where we are right now.
Coach, just as we were talking about during the game, you guys have played, I thought, your most complete game thus far in the conference schedule. Offensively, you guys played pretty well. Defensively, yeah, you guys played well. And then the face-offs kind of tied it all together.
Yeah, Nate did a great job. You know, this kid really beat us up the first time, just to see how well he's playing right now. And, you know, we told the guys, you know, regular season is one thing. You play at one level, you get to the conference tournament, you have to play at another level, you get to the NCAA tournament, you got to play at another level. And so, and that's what we're trying to do. I think Nate's really given us a chance. Garrett's given us a chance. So we're a lot stronger up the middle. And that's really given us some opportunities, because we weren't as strong up the middle. You know, if you can win face-offs and get great goaltending, you can win a lot of games. And so I think we're doing that. And our first midfield's playing great. Our second midfield's getting a lot better. And, you know, we'll have Wade back on Wednesday, which is great. You know, play two games without him and winning, which is great. And we'll have him back on the lineup ready to go.
You've talked a lot recently about how well Kyle Donofrio is playing, but yeah, tonight, two goals, three assists, a five-point effort in the championship game.
Well, he's really playing great, you know, and at the end he kind of made a couple questionable decisions that we weren't too happy with, but he's really playing great and making some tough plays. He's got such great eyes. He's a great off-ball player. He's great with the ball, and I think he's playing so much better, too, because of the increase, the better play, especially of Morgan Pritchard. Yeah. You know, Morgan Pritchard's really drawing a lot of attention because of how he's shooting the ball. They weren't leaving him tonight, so that left Donnie with some great opportunities, and you can put a pole on Donnie, you can put a short stick on. He's just going to make plays, and he's a tough kid, and he's going to see more time in the wings, and he plays good defense, and he's having a great season. There's no doubt about it.
So, Coach, now that with the selection show tomorrow, what is your message to the team in the locker room after the game and as you guys prepare for a game on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, we're getting ready. You know, this is when the fun starts. This is why you work so hard, you know, and doing all those things and when the fun starts. So, you know, obviously we played a great schedule. We have some unbelievable wins. And, you know, so obviously, you know, hopefully we'll get a great seed and go through that. But, you know, you never know, the NCAA tournament, the committee, they do some unusual things with geographic and all that kind of stuff. So the NCAA is not necessarily a fair tournament. It's a geographical tournament. And so that's what we got to see, where we play and how that, all that works out. And but obviously we've had enough wins to really, I think, put us in a great spot to get a great seed. And you know, but a lot of other teams have done that as well. That's why they're here. And so, you know, we'll see how everything pans out.
You celebrate it all tonight? Are you too focused on what's next?
Well, it's a championship, but I'm always focused on what's next. And you got to be happy for the guys. I was really happy winning a championship for them, and that's four straight for us, and that's a great thing. You know, so I'm really happy. I'll sleep a little bit better tonight. Tomorrow night we find out who we play. Probably not so much, but we're just getting, you know, this. I like the way this team's playing right now. So they're good kids.
Coach, congratulations. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Here's Coach Paul Cantabene after leading Stevenson to a fourth straight MAC Commonwealth title. And this man, the MVP of the MAC Commonwealth Tournament, three more goals tonight, 9 for the two games in the tournament. He is Matt Tompkins, and he joins us now. Matt, just feeling it the last couple of games, added three more tonight in a game that you guys put away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wasn't feeling it. I mean, I was just shooting, putting the ball away, but I wasn't feeling myself tonight.
Huh. Yeah, it worked out pretty well anyway.
Well, it's a habit. You've ended up here twice, two games in a row, so that's a good thing, right?
I guess it's working, so I guess I can't feel good.
As you guys move on to the NCAA tournament, what's your focus like, not knowing who you guys are going to play next? And I know obviously you're going to play Wednesday, but what do you guys focus on moving forward?
Well, we just got to pick up the intensity when we're practicing, because it's a totally different game on the NCAA tournament. So we just got to pick everything up another notch and just keep playing strong.
What does it mean for you to know that you are going to finish your career having never lost into a conference opponent?
Well, it's a great feeling. Anytime you can go undefeated in a conference, it's a big thing. So I'm really proud of our guys coming out tonight and getting another one.
Matt, this is a rhetorical question, but where do you guys think you can go with the NCAA tournament? I mean, you guys think you have what it takes to go all the way?
Yeah, I mean, we think we have what it takes. It's just us putting in the work and actually doing the things we need to do to get far in the tournament.
Championship performance on the field, championship facial hair
absolutely.
From Matt Tompkins. Rocking the playoff beard. Matt, congratulations on the MVP. Congratulations on winning the championship, and we look forward to seeing wherever it is on Wednesday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Tompkins joining us here on the All Access Postgame Show here on the Mustang Sports Network. All right. That will do it for us for tonight, but we will be with you. We think probably here.
Hope so.
Yeah, on Wednesday we're assuming it's here. But wherever it is, we're going to have broadcasts for you, courtesy of SFMSports.net, as the tournament goes on.